This is
that's
how
us. We're the church.
Well, that's heavy rest, what you said.
This is how
that really is really just sparked me.
It sparked me too. Can you tell?
When you follow the Lord,
we don't see this. We do see it because it's the church.
When you follow the Lord, He's going to introduce you to your heritage that you didn't know about.
Yeah.
When you've never seen it before, that's an obstacle against your faith. If you never experienced something, it's an obstacle. But just, it doesn't matter. Just look at Him. He's going to guide you through mm-hmm. this. Remember the Holy Spirit. He can be a spirit of wisdom, knowledge, counsel, might, mm-hmm. spirit of the Lord, the fear of the Lord. Whatever you need, He'll supply. You just have to pay attention to Him and receive what He's saying.
Do you think that we do receive our inheritance now, don't we?
Mm-hmm.
We do.
So
that's opened it up to me where it says all those sins, you know, shall not inherit the kingdom of God. Well, God showed me that means that's why you're here on earth. Because mm-hmm. the only sin's going to take you to hell is rejection of Jesus. You can get so far hardened that you can turn away from Jesus from those sins. But those sins don't send you to hell. So that He's showing me that you don't inherit the kingdom of God if you're living in all these sins.
No.
There's no way. Can do it so hard, you harden your heart. But you're the only one that can take yourself out of God's hands.
That's right.
It says in Colossians that the wrath of God comes on these people that do not repent. If you're an idolater, if you're after just only greed, mm-hmm. if you're after sexual desires or whatever, the wrath of God comes on.
Well, they got to be lost again because wrath of God only comes on people that are not His children.
If there is any sin,
they
should
come reprobates.
Yes,
the fear of the Lord.
Yes,
he'll convict you of it.
Yeah, oh yes.
Take time.
So you can fear Him again.
Yes, most definitely.
When you feel that conviction, that's the spirit of the fear of the Lord.
And you've got to know exactly what you're doing when you take yourself away
you
from
God.
Hey, you
can't.
Ain't that something?
You can't sin.
There's not too many Christians that can do that. Right.
You can't sin if you fear the Lord. Lies. You're either going to sin or fear the Lord. You can't do both. Mm-hmm. If you fear the Lord, you're going to leave that
one. Come on.
And so when we fear Him, then we're safe.
It's for our good.
And then we say, hey, I got to make corrections.
Mm-hmm.
Now you're back in fellowship. But when a person can sin and go to sleep and forget about it and there's no conviction, they need to get saved. They need to go back to fellowship with God.
Yes.
And but when you follow Him, whatever you need, the Holy Spirit is ready to supply you.
Yes.
But you have to receive it. It's easier around good teaching and it's harder around poor teaching.
That's right. Why you need to assemble self right. together, don't you? It helps you a lot.
And
because iron sharpens iron.
Yes, ma'am.
If you're around poor teaching, you just got to get more word
mm-hmm.
to not only stay in faith, but overcome your challenge.
Overcome.
Sometimes you just think that's a miserable situation, but you got more challenge than you have light. You just have to get more light, and you get it from the word.
Yes.
The Lord will actually train you, and He can do miracles. He can help you survive something, or
yes.
He can train you, and you'll thrive through it. But whether you survive through it or thrive through it, you will win. A lot of things I survived through it. I barely did it.
But you learned from it, didn't you?
Then I went back to God and said, well, teach me about this.
Mm-hmm.
Teach me how to win here. Why did I not give the person a word? Why did I delay?
Mm-hmm.
And He talked to me. We dialogued about it. Then I studied the word. Then I came back stronger.
And I've also, the Lord's taught me, especially in the past as I was growing, just because you don't get the results you expect does not mean you were not obedient.
Right.
Because you did what you gave that person that word, and it was received, you didn't receive, see it right, you go what God says, you can't go by sight.
Yeah, I used to nervously give people words.
Mm-hmm.
And I would consider too much how they were going to respond.
Yes.
But they always listen, and they were always thankful. And sometimes they were puzzled.
Well, I've had them not be thankful.
And sometimes I give them the word, and they look I see the expression in the dream.
But that's not what I base it on. I base it on what God told me, and He told me, because I was young at it. He told me it's very different. And you did exactly what I told you.
That's what He would say. He said, you did it. I said,
He said, don't look what you see. That may be effective down the road. Because one plants, one waters. But it's up to God to give the increase.
I used to minister His word. I said, Lord, I think of a lot of things I didn't say. I felt like I failed, but He said, you did it. I said, Lord, I didn't even finish. He said, you did it. You did what I wanted. Then I asked Him later on, I said, you said I did it. I didn't give all the revelation. He said, while we were on the subject, I taught you more. Mm-hmm. And then, but you did what I want you to do for that audience. And just follow Him, just enjoy Him.
You know what helps you with that is praying in the Spirit.
Yeah,
it really helps with that.
That's the backbone.
It gives you a lot more boldness.
Come on.
At least it does me.
Yes, ma'am.
Praying in the Spirit
works. And I'm sure
works.
We're all alive.
When nothing else works, even when you don't know what to do, pray in the Holy Spirit.
Boy,
He got you.
That's when you don't know what to pray for. Just
and when you do know what to pray for, pray in the Holy Spirit.
When you believe, when you're believing for something, you may be in pain. Go back and recognize the Lord's debt. He paid a price for you to enjoy.
It's hard to heal that.
That's where communion comes in. It reminds you of what Jesus has done. Mm-hmm.
He said, disobedience is the first cause of poverty. I was writing the word to a pastor. And he put that in there. I said, wait. I said, I just paused. I said, disobedience is the first cause of poverty. I said, what's the second cause? He stopped giving me the word for the pastor, and he gave me 25 causes of poverty.
Mm-hmm.
And then I went back and finished the word for the pastor.
I have a girlfriend named Carol. She went to church here a while, but she's still faithful in the house of God. But she needed it that time because her husband was cheating on her, and it all worked out great. He loves her to pieces, and it's wonderful. This was years ago. But she's the type of person. She's very humble, but she can be so that she's concerned. She don't want to offend you. And she told me, and my word, I never will forget it. She said, Mary, you are giving Satan too much glory. And I thought, and she was so upset having to give me that. But that has been a landmark in my life.
Sometimes we need them landmarks.
That was a gift from God. So we have to be careful not to give any of God's glory to Satan like Satan did this.
He's not powerful. He tricks
people. He's a
victim,
man.
He's
safe place right now.
He's defeated.
Yeah.
He's just
and ain't no puppy dog in his safe place.
He's under our feet. So
he's an illusion.
He
it's like the Wizard of Oz.
We've got all the power.
That's right.
Remember the Wizard of Oz?
When we're together, whoo!
Satan is an illusionist.
So,
the Wizard of Oz was an illusionist. He wasn't even a wizard. He was a man with a microphone.
That's it. Well, that's good. That is good.
Scaring everybody. Yeah,
that's good.
That's right.
And then they did whatever you wanted because they, if you're in fear,
that's
you're
right.
giving somebody your allegiance.
That's right.
Mm.
That's right. Come on.
But when you fear the Lord, you can't give anybody else your allegiance.
Amen.
Because that's a powerful fear. You fear the Lord.
Yeah.
It's not anything in comparison to natural fear.
And if you sense fear at all, go back to perfect love.
Woo! Can't say out all that fear, don't it?
And you know, all of that is in His kingdom.
Yeah.
All of it. Because Jesus, this right here is what He said. This is the sum of the gospel. As you go, preach, the kingdom of heaven is at hand.
Yes,
Jesus said the kingdom is here now.
Amen.
Right now. And He is our King over.
Yes.
And there is no sickness. There's no poverty. There's no fear. There's none of this. I'm going to tell you something, man. Since I've been confessing that, I have not been anxious.
Yeah.
Why is God?
And let me tell you, I used to be on medication for anxiety.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. It takes it away.
Which is fine because God uses medicine.
It nearly killed me.
And now you're off of it.
It nearly killed me.
It wasn't fine for you then.
No, it wasn't.
When you look into the Lord and receiving what He says, He prepares you for everything. Your confession.
Amen.
When you know you can fight offensively. I learned to fight offensively. Something happened years ago. A guy named James. He was a prophet. We were outside talking about the Lord. He said, "You have information in your house. You have revelation in your house." And we went and got, we picked up a Believer's Voice of Victory magazine that they mailed out to you. And I read a paragraph by Kenneth Copeland. He said the Lord told him that if they had dealt with Al Capone when he was small, it wouldn't have taken an army to get him out.
That's right.
And then he said, whenever you're going to preach somewhere, don't wait till you get there to start taking authority. Mm-hmm. Do it ahead of time.
That's good.
The moment you know you got to preach somewhere, start rebuking the enemy and all of his plans ahead of time. So I started doing it. And it was so much easier to get the word out.
Yes.
I used to face terrible spiritual warfare in the pulpit. You could, the spirits on people's lives that are not saved, they fight you when you can sense it.
Yes, ma'am.
You can sense the resistance.
You sure can.
And I preached here so long, I forgot to do it.
Mm-hmm.
Till I went to a funeral, I had to read a scripture. When I stood up there in the pulpit, I sensed what I used to sense when I was beginning. I had to bull through it. I had to fight. But he said, resist the enemy ahead of time.
Mm-hmm.
Anything you think, the enemy's got plans going, and if from time to time, I listen to the Lord to see if he'll say something, but I always shut it down. I say, all your plans against me and my house,
amen.
I shut it down.
Amen. Come on now.
That's good.
I say, you can't do any of it.
None of it.
And I mean it in faith. And then I bless him, and I do like Kenneth Hagin said, I surround Shana with love and with faith. I name him. Mm-hmm. I surround Thurston with love and with faith.
Come on now. That's good stuff right there, brother.
And they are special children.
Shower, I do. One night, when Thurston was looking for a job, I surrounded him with love and with faith, and I confessed that he had a job. And then the next day or so, he called me and talked about how he was looking for. I said, I was praying for you last night. It didn't surprise me that he called.
Amen.
And I prayed for him to get a better job, and he did.
Praise
so
God.
When you follow him, God knows he's looking at everything. But when you're sensitive to him, you can be looking at everything. You can sense what he sees. He can show you, he can commune with you. That's the power of communing with him. I don't see what they're doing, but I can sense what to pray for. I pray for them, and
then you pray in the Spirit too.
Yeah, I pray in the Holy Spirit. And all of that helps. And praying in the Holy Spirit gives you great, it keeps you in the bosom of God.
Amen.
One time, all my messages started sounding alike on the website and radio. I said, Lord, everything sounded so similar. And, it wasn't like I was moving forward. It was like I was staying in one spot. And I went to work the next day, and Brenda, she came up. She said, the Lord told me to tell you, your prayer bank is low. I said, thank you. I knew what to do then. So I would do a... Before that, I would do a broadcast going to work and a broadcast coming back. So I started doing one going to work, and I prayed in the Holy Spirit
mm-hmm.
all the way home.
Wow.
And at the same time, that was a result of that. But at the same time, if God wanted you to stay on that one subject for a long, long time,
yep.
through prayer, he would reveal that you were to stay. Because staying on one subject also teaches people.
Yeah,
you might have been in a teaching mode.
Well,
it's, the more you hear it, the good treasures and the old treasures, it gets more in you. So the revelation gets deeper.
He does,
sure does, girl.
But I said something. I said, I'm not going forward or something.
But the prayer bank,
you can't do these things without prayer. You gotta have.
Yes.
And I guess we're about out of time.
We need to take communion.
But he said we'll pick it up next time on proclaiming the Lord's death. He died for us, so we can have his healing.
Yes, amen.
And we have it too.
I have it.
Amen.
Everything that he's given us, he wants us to have it and enjoy it.
Amen.
We're not wilderness walking disobedient people. We are his people.
Yes.
And we have his knowledge and understanding.
I got one right here, Brother Thurston. Right here. Right here. I'll take a double dose of his blood right here. Yeah, baby.
The Lord's been telling me when I do it at home to get a big swig of that stuff.
Come on.
Yeah. Okay, we got it. Why not?
This is our healing is our healing.
Part of it.
He drank the whole bottle.
And Jesus said, occupied till he come, we need a healthy body to do it.
Yes, amen.
We need to at least be able to pray and access the kingdom of God. But if you see something happening on the news, your faith can get people out of trouble.
Amen. Come on.
Amen.
That's right.
Okay, he said, thank you, Jesus, for your broken body.
Amen.
It is for my complete healing. My spouse is complete healing. My children's complete healing. Thank you that by your stripes, by the beatings you bore, by the lashes which fell on your back, we are completely healed.
Amen.
I believe and I receive.
I believe and I receive.
I believe and I receive.
This is our heritage. Thank you, Jesus, for the new covenant cut in your blood. Your blood has brought me forgiveness and washed me from every sin. I thank you that your blood has made me righteous. And as I drink, I celebrate and partake of the inheritance of the righteous, which is preservation, healing, wholeness, and prosperity.
Amen.
Thank you, Lord Jesus.
Thank you,
Jesus. You know, there's no telling what you'll see as you follow God these days. But I know he's going to give his people things to do. Whatever he gives you to do, enjoy it. Receive it and enjoy what he says. There's a peace from the time he first tells you to do something. That's the first gift. And as you do it, there's the joy mounts up. And when you do something, you say do, it's kind of like Pastor said, you won't see Star Wars. It's not always fantastic. You may speak a word, he may wake you up, you may pray somebody through, but there's a great joy.
Yes, amen.
Okay.
Amen.
And as we follow him, things that I learned, it gave me more peace, more joy, more understanding. Mm-hmm. And again, I didn't always see what he saw. But as I did it, as I obeyed him, things would happen that would amaze me and surprise me, but
yes.
it always worked. You'll see yourself doing things just like in the Word, just like in Acts.
Mm-hmm.
They were pioneering. When you pioneer, it's different. He always calls you to do something that you may not have heard anybody else do.
Mm-hmm. And it might be done different the way anybody else has done it.
Yeah.
That wickedness, we have to be careful to be led by the Spirit.
Mm-hmm.
David might do it a little different than me because he's David.
Mm-hmm.
And God made me different than David. So
yeah.
I'll do it, but it'll be working together.
Yeah.
It'll fit like a puzzle.
It's necessary. When I first listened to Henry Gruber, he was a prayer walker. I said, what is a prayer walker? I said, that's what he do for, you know, that's what the Lord called him to, pray and walk. And he would walk in geographical places. The Lord tell him where to go prayer walk. I said, that don't seem necessary. Until I continue to listen to him. He saw miracles after miracles after miracles by prayer walking. And he'd be in the right place to do it. He was at a hospital.
Can I share something?
Huh?
Can I share something? I think I've shared it before. Years ago, I actually quit my job.
Mm-hmm.
And I listened to someone and got a couple months of unemployment. Okay? It's always bothered me, off and on. I'd leave it alone to pay it back to the state. Well, I was in prayer a few months ago.
I remember that.
Yeah, and I've shared it before. And it was like God said, the way you're going to make restitution with this, I've taken care of you, you're fine and everything, but this is going to make it better, to give Miss Willie so much money for a refrigerator. I did it, and the whole thing's been released, and she needed it, and blessed her. So I was thinking I was taking it back to the state of Alabama, but that ain't God, the way God did it. And I asked him several times to make sure I was hearing it right. And, you know, it was like, and why didn't I just do it years ago? I don't know. I just didn't.
So
it would come and go. I mean, that'd be years before it crossed my mind. So
when you
I guess it was at the right time. And I'm not saying that to toot my own horn. I just know that was something I needed to get rid of. It was a closer walk. Something that simple.
I used to imagine how my ministry would, when the Lord first called me to the ministry, I used to work the sound in church. I was sitting up working the soundboard. We ready?
Yeah, we ready.
All right. And I said, I'll probably end up preaching on a country town somewhere just like my dad. And immediately the Lord said, it won't be like the thing.
Okay.
He was right, man. All right, Lord, I thank you for your word. Help us to go forward in you. Lord, I thank you for every blessing. Help us to pay attention to you, receive your word, and do it. In Jesus' mighty name.
Amen.